Watch, Sarah Sanders' top 8 moments as White House press secretary. By Kyle Morris on June 28, 2019. White House press secretary Sarah Sanders will exit the White House Friday for the final time as a part of the Trump administration, as reported earlier this month. In a tweet Friday, Sanders reminisced on her time at the White House and gave thanks to President Trump. "Today I'll walk out the gates of the White House for the last time as press secretary with my head held high," Sanders wrote. "It's been the honor and privilege of a lifetime to work with President Donald Trump and his amazing team the last 3.5 years. You're the best, thank you." Sanders began her career with the Trump administration in 2017 as deputy press secretary, serving under former press secretary Sean Spicer. Since July 2017, when it was announced that she would take Sean Spicer's position after he announced his resignation, Sanders has become a quick-witted and astute force within the Trump administration. From taking on those who have confronted her in the press briefing room to being kicked out of a restaurant due to her role with the administration, Sanders never conceded. In no particular order, here are some of Sarah Sanders' best moments as the White House press secretary. 1. During the White House press briefing, Sarah Sanders stated she does not have a problem stating facts and said CNN's Jim Acosta probably does have a problem with stating facts. 2. Sanders called out Democrats' double standard concerning women who come forward with accusations of sexual assault during an appearance on ABC's Good Morning America. Sanders said, "It's a lot of Democrats that like to ignore Keith Ellison and Cory Booker and love to fight and champion women until they disagree with them." 3. In May of 2018, Sanders addressed President Trump's animals comment that referred to MS-13 gang members. She defended the president's comment and said, "If the media and liberals want to defend MS-13, they're more than welcome to. Frankly, I don't think the term that the president used was strong enough. It took an animal to stab a man 100 times and decapitate him and rip his heart out." 4. Press Secretary Sarah Sanders called out media bias last August after Michelle Wolf attacked her looks during the White House Correspondents' Dinner and said, "The media has a role to play for the discourse in this country." 5. Last November, Sanders joined President Trump in Indiana for a rare appearance at a Trump rally. During her brief speech, Sanders discussed her concern for the future of America. 6. After being questioned on whether the administration was concerned with obstruction of justice comments made by Adam Schiff, Sanders boldly responded, "We here at the White House try never to be concerned with anything dealing with Adam Schiff." 7. In January, Sanders slammed House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and said, "I think that she's showing us exactly who she is, what her priorities are, and that's not the American people." 8. Earlier this month, while taking questions from reporters, Sanders called out the Democrats in action to secure the border and said Mexico was doing more to assist with the matter. Sanders said, "It's a sad day when Mexico and the Mexican government is doing more than Democrats in Congress to actually secure the U.S. border." Pragaru also shared 5 of their favorite moments from Sarah Sanders as the White House press secretary. Announced earlier this week, Stephanie Grisham, who currently serves as communications director for First Lady Melania Trump, will take on Sanders' role as White House press secretary. In addition to replacing Sanders, Grisham will also assume the role as White House communications director, a position which had been vacant since Bill Shine exited the White House earlier this year. Follow Kyle on Twitter at RealKyleMorris and Facebook.